Hi there, it's episode 149 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I am your humble host. Today we'll read Deuteronomy chapter 25, Acts chapter 11, and Psalm 71 from the Good News Translation. Let's begin. Deuteronomy chapter 25. Suppose two Israelites go to court to settle a dispute, and one is declared innocent and the other guilty. If the guilty one is sentenced to be beaten, the judge is to make him lie face downward and have him whipped. The number of lashes will depend on the crime he has committed. He may be given as many as 40 lashes, but no more. More than that would humiliate him publicly. Do not muzzle an ox when you're using it to thresh grain. If two brothers live on the same property, and one of them dies, leaving no son, then his widow is not to be married to someone outside the family. It is the duty of the dead man's brother to marry her. The first son that they have will be considered the son of the dead man, so that his family line will continue in Israel. But if the dead man's brother does not want to marry her, she is to go before the town leaders and say, "My husband's brother will not do his duty. He refuses to give his brother a descendant among the people of Israel." Then the town leaders are to summon him and speak to him. If he still refuses to marry her, his brother's widow is to go up to him in the presence of the town leaders, take off one of his sandals, spit in his face, and say, "This is what happens to the man who refuses to give his brother a descendant." His family will be known in Israel as the family of the man who had his sandal pulled off. If two men are having a fight, and the wife of one tries to help her husband by grabbing hold of the other man's genitals, show her no mercy. Cut off her hand. Do not cheat when you use weights and measures. Use true and honest weights and measures, so that you may live a long time in the land the Lord your God is giving you. The Lord hates people who cheat. Remember what the Amalekites did to you as you were coming from Egypt. They had no fear of God, and so they attacked you from the rear when you were tired and exhausted, and killed all who were straggling behind. So then, when the Lord your God has given you the land and made you safe from all your enemies who live around you, be sure to kill all the Amalekites, so that no one will remember them any longer. Do not forget. Acts chapter 11. The apostles and the other believers throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. When Peter went to Jerusalem, those who were in favor of circumcising Gentiles criticized him, saying, "You were a guest in the home of uncircumcised Gentiles, and you even ate with them." So Peter gave them a complete account of what had happened from the very beginning. "While I was praying in the city of Joppa, I had a vision. I saw something coming down that looked like a large sheet being lowered by its four corners from heaven, and it stopped next to me. I looked closely inside and saw domesticated and wild animals, reptiles, and wild birds. Then I heard a voice saying to me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' But I said, 'Certainly not, Lord. No ritually unclean or defiled food has ever entered my mouth.' The voice spoke again from heaven, 'Do not consider anything unclean that God has declared clean.' This happened three times, and finally the whole thing was drawn back up into heaven. At that very moment, three men who had been sent to me from Caesarea arrived at the house where I was staying. The Spirit told me to go with them without hesitation. These six fellow believers from Joppa accompanied me to Caesarea, and we all went into the house of Cornelius. He told us how he had seen an angel standing in his house who said to him, 'Send someone to Joppa for a man whose full name is Simon Peter. He will speak words to you by which you and all your family will be saved.' And when I began to speak, the Holy Spirit came down on them just as on us at the beginning. Then I remembered what the Lord had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' It is clear that God gave those Gentiles the same gift that he gave us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Who was I then to try to stop God?" When they heard this, they stopped their criticism and praised God, saying, "Then God has given to the Gentiles also the opportunity to repent and live." Some of the believers who were scattered by the persecution which took place when Stephen was killed went as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, telling the message to Jews only. But other believers who were from Cyprus and Cyrene went to Antioch and proclaimed the message to Gentiles also, telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus. The Lord's power was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord. The news about this reached the church in Jerusalem, so they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he arrived and saw how God had blessed the people, he was glad and urged them all to be faithful and true to the Lord with all their hearts. Barnabas was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith, and many people were brought to the Lord. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul. When he found him, he took him to Antioch, and for a whole year the two met with the people of the church and taught a large group. It was at Antioch that the believers were first called Christians. About that time, some prophets went from Jerusalem to Antioch. One of them, named Agabus, stood up and by the power of the Spirit predicted that a severe famine was about to come over all the earth. It came when Claudius was emperor. The disciples decided that they would each send as much as they could to help their fellow believers who lived in Judea. They did this then and sent the money to the church elders by Barnabas and Saul. Psalms chapter 71. Lord, I have come to you for protection. Never let me be defeated. Because you are righteous, help me and rescue me. Listen to me and save me. Be my secure shelter and a strong fortress to protect me. You are my refuge and defense. My God, rescue me from wicked people, from the power of cruel and evil people. Sovereign Lord, I put my trust in you. I have trusted in you since I was young. I have relied on you all my life. You have protected me since the day I was born. I will always praise you. My life has been an example to many, because you have been my strong defender. All day long I praise you and proclaim your glory. Do not reject me now that I am old. Do not abandon me now that I am feeble. My enemies want to kill me. They talk and plot against me. They say, God has abandoned him. Let us go after him and catch him. There is no one to rescue him. Don't stay far away from me, O God. My God, hurry to my aid. May those who attack me be defeated and destroyed. May those who try to hurt me be ashamed and disgraced. I will always put my trust in you. I will praise you more and more. I will tell of your goodness. All day long I will speak of your salvation, though it is more than I can understand. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will proclaim your goodness, yours alone. You have taught me ever since I was young, and I still tell of your wonderful acts. Now that I am old and my hair is gray, do not abandon me, O God. Be with me while I proclaim your power and might to all generations to come. Your righteousness, God, reaches the skies. You have done great things. There is no one like you. You have sent troubles and suffering on me, but you will restore my strength. You will keep me from the grave. You will make me greater than ever. You will comfort me again. I will indeed praise you with the harp. I will praise your faithfulness, my God. On my harp I will play hymns to you, the Holy One of Israel. I will shout for joy as I play for you. With my whole being I will sing, because you have saved me. I will speak of your righteousness all day long, because those who tried to harm me have been defeated and disgraced. May God bless the reading of His Word. As I was reading today, I decided that Psalm 71 would be my theme. It is my theme. In the version we're reading today, the heading of the chapter is The Prayer of an Elderly Person. Now, I don't consider myself quite elderly yet, but I have lived long enough for me to really identify with this one. The writer talks about how God has been his protector and shelter over the years, and how God has brought him through difficult times. He talks about how his life has been an example to many because of how God has been his defender. These examples, and pretty much all the other things written about in this beautiful psalm, really are my life. I don't know what I'm going to have the time, but I really need to memorize this one. What touched your heart in today's readings? Well, the whiskers are more noticeable on my Movember effort. If you want, you can take a look at steveweb.net/Movember. That's Movember with an M. And don't forget, there'll be some news from LifeSpring Media as we get closer to the 9th anniversary on November 13th. It's coming up close. Just, what, 9 days? 8 days? Be sure you sign up for the email list so you'll be among the first to hear about it. Just go to LifeSpringMedia.com and you'll see the sign-up form on the right side of the page. I'll see you Wednesday. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.